Hello and welcome to the Mark Marshall podcast series with me, your host, Caroline Kelleher, and Mark Marshall. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, so today we are talking geckos, and really interested in this. I'm interested in all the topics, but in this one in particular, because I have so many geckos. They are beautiful.
Yeah,
all in my home.
Yeah, they're lovely. That's why I'm talking about them, because geckos, we actually have indigenous geckos. We've got a gecko called the spotted thick-toed gecko. Have you seen that before?
No.
It's a little tiny gecko. It's got a fat tail and it's gray with black spots all over it. Beautiful little gecko.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Exactly.
Of those.
Now, that gecko used to be all around. Plus, we get the little dwarf gecko that you get during the day on your walls. Have you ever seen a little one? Runs on your walls.
Yes,
your peepers,
I've got lots of those little tiny ones.
Those are common. Now, those geckos are meant to be here. They actually originated from the Western Cape, but they've migrated a little bit. So their area of distribution has extended into Port Elizabeth, which is great to have on your walls. But you get this other gecko that you get at nighttime, which is a pink one, yellow one, or see-through one.
Yes,
you get
I've
on
seen
your walls
those.
At night,
yeah.
During the day, it's gray, and you don't see it. During the night, that's when you see it on your windows, your bathroom window, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that gecko is the reason why you don't see that other little spotted gecko around.
Okay.
Yeah, because that gecko is an alien invasive. It should not be here. It's
Where
illegal.
Did it come from?
It comes from Northeast Africa. Yeah, it's a naughty gecko. He jumped on ships many years ago and came to the harbors, colonized. Now, I think it was I started the project about 20 odd years ago, where I actually noticed only three in the PE harbor. Just three. I was like, wow, on the walls. And I'm going, that's amazing. A year later, they had colonized the whole of Main Road. 2 years later, they had gone right up Cape Road, and I eventually found them right at the top of Rallam Park on somebody's wall there.
Sure.
So just in 5 years, they actually colonized the whole of Port Elizabeth. Now, every night you're going to get a gecko on your wall.
Yeah.
Literally, it's a guarantee because they have actually colonized. And in very hot places like Durban, you're probably going to get about 150 on a wall a night now. So that's how many they are. They have colonized literally the United States, Russia, Australia.
They're taking over.
They have taken over the whole world. So they are alien invasives. And now they are very aggressive geckos, okay? Have you ever been bitten by one? They bite quite nicely. Oh, they give nasty bites. Now, these little guys have actually kicked out a little gecko out of his little house, or they eat our geckos. So that's the problem. And they compete for food for our geckos. So they're actually a problem gecko, even though I love them. I think they're absolutely awesome because they get rid of mosquitoes and all those little things in my room at night, which is wonderful, but they actually shouldn't be here.
So the downside is that they are eating the baby geckos.
They are ecologically incorrect, but they're doing us humans a favor by controlling mosquitoes and things like that.
Okay.
So that is the reason why. And also back to snakes, you have a little snake here in PE called the West Natal green snake, which is a very thin little common green snake. Very common. If there's one in your garden, there's probably about 12 in your garden. You just haven't seen them.
They're small, aren't
they? They're small little green snakes. Yeah. Fast little snakes. Mm. You get them all over the place.
Okay.
Now, snakes obviously populate where their food is. Their main food is the tropical house geckos. So that's why wherever you get a huge colony of house geckos, you're going to get an even bigger colony of the West Natal green snakes. So they follow the snakes, the geckos down, and now they are colonizing everywhere. So all over the place, you're going to get these green snakes, you can get their food, which is the gecko, and this is how nature is evolving around
us. So Mark, so say I go home and this evening I see this gecko you've just described that's alien on my wall. What do I do?
There's literally nothing you can do at the moment. You've got to let nature balance itself out. Those green snakes will do their job also. There'll be another predator that likes them and colonizes on them. So, just
So leave them alone. But if I don't want the snake, I know the snake's harmless, but I'm scared of snakes.
Yes.
So
make sure there's no geckos. Yeah, make sure there's no geckos. And how you do that is simple. These geckos love to live in very, very thin little places during the day. So if you don't have a habitat for them during the day to get into your roof and stuff, then they won't colonize your area. And don't keep the lights on, outside lights at night, because that attracts them. Because that's their restaurant. That's where their food is. So that's why don't do that. They won't come.
Before we close, have you ever misplaced, for want of a better word, a snake?
I'm not misplaced, but I've had snake escape now and then. Every snake catcher's going to say that, and it's true. Many, many years ago, before I was like so, how could you say, My wife has made me become very, very.
Well, what is your wife's name?
Lauren.
Lauren. Respect, she, Lauren.
Yeah, she's put down the law, which is a very, very good thing, because if not, I would have had a lot more escape snakes. And once, before I was actually married, I had a big corn snake who was full of eggs. She was actually a gravid, in other words, pregnant, full of eggs. Mm. She escaped, and I couldn't find her anywhere. And I was like, how can a beautiful big snake like us escape with about 20 odd eggs inside of her, and I can't find her? Now, the problem is, if she lays a snake somewhere else and they hatch, now all of a sudden I've got an even bigger problem with all these exotic snakes around. So eventually I found her in my vacuum cleaner bag, right inside the vacuum cleaner bag. She had laid her eggs. She escaped to find a good nest spot for her eggs. So boom, inside between all the dust and everything like that, there she was. I found her.
Lauren, what do you have to put up with? And that's it for today's podcast. A reminder that beyond his work in conservation, Mark is passionate about educating young minds through Sandula Kids. This initiative offers a range of educational and informative talks for schools, birthday parties, and events. If you would like to sign up your youngster or get their school involved, go to sandula.co.za. Till next time, Mark. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.